We received a brilliant entry. That's, you know, it's the long and the short of it. I think the Donegal International is the only other event this year that has topped an entry like this. 165 cars there and 8 juniors. We're allowed to start 161, so hopefully everybody's going to get a run, like, you know. You obviously always have a few dropouts. The quality entry, again, is, you know, you couldn't get any better, really, you know. All, you know, you have a good top 5, 6, 7 WRC cars. You have Joe McGonigal out in his new Skoda R5, but he's only after getting there last week. Ben Cummins came on in the Fiesta R5, so that's going to be its own battle there. You have the modified men, you know, they're nearly all there, bar maybe Jonathan Pringle and a few boys, Frank Kelly. And then right the way down through the whole entry, you know, it's very, very competitive, very competitive. It's a nightmare of a job to do seeding. And we got some of the boys that's involved in running the event to do this time, you know, to get, you know, let their hand on it and let them see what it's about, like. And I think they got their eyes opened when they tried to get everybody slotted in where they think they should be, like, you know.
Yeah. A lot of the rallies now around the country don't see that much WRC action, but Declan Boyle won it last year, himself and Brian's coming back, Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy are named at this stage in a Impreza WRC. And Manus Kelly, who recently won the Donegal in June, is back in the Subaru as well. But Gareth Doherty's going to be on board. Now Maguire's got a Subaru Impreza. So there's a handful more as well. And for some reason, Donegal is the place that they all want to take these WRC cars.
I think, you know, Donegal's unique that we always seem to get a real good entry. Down the country suffering, we were down in Wexford, myself and Brian McDade there a few weeks ago, and they started at 91 cars, you know. And Wexford, a two-day event that used to get a massive entry. Clare started 90-odd cars there and finished 59, and that was the round for the National prior to this round. You know, so they're definitely suffering down the country. Donegal always seems to get a strong entry, but I think it's maybe competitors know when they come to Donegal, they're going to get a good day's rallying, they're going to get good stages, good, well-organised event, you know, and that seems to attract a good entry.
Yeah. There's going to be a big battle at the front, and there's obviously going to be a big battle as well. And the other four-wheel drive cars, the Group N cars are there. There's a couple of Donegal or North West men, Aidan Ray's one, Trevor Buster's another. You know these Mark II boys very well. They're known as the entertainment category. Mm-hmm. The likes of Gary Kiernan, of course, done very well here last year. Declan Gallagher, who was, of course, a man who knew Martin Howley very, very well. They're just two of the leading cars, but there's going to be a big battle on it, so there is.
Well, you know, you have 5 or 6 cars there. You have Gary Kiernan, Declan Gallagher, as you say, Chris Armstrong, going very hard at the minute as well. Brian Brogan, our own chairman, Damien Toner, Damien Gallagher. You know, that there is a rally there amongst the rally. Like, you know, it's going to be a big battle there, really. Gary Kiernan's got a new 2.5 engine. He's on Wexford there, and like he blew WRC machinery out of the world, like, you know, once it got dry, like, so. That's going to be some race. Ryan Loughran's there, you know, there's a whole lot of people there. Paddy McHugh, Desi Keenan, a man that doesn't do much rallying, but every time he comes out, he shines and he's there, like, you know, and he's on the mix.
And Donegal's one of the rallies that's one of the counties that he always wants to come to.
He always wants to come to it, yeah. He has, it's actually a brother, his sister's married to a fellow from Duncan Ely, and his brother Jimmy's one of the main men that's given us a hand with this event. So it's great to see all them people coming, you know, right down to late hundreds, you know, down into 120, 130, 140. It's all competitive. It's all good stuff. Like,
Damien, we'll just go back to you. We talked beforehand about rotation of the Harvest Rally, that it goes to different areas of the county. And one of the benefits from that is getting people who then get more of a role within and the motor club and get involved in the administration side and actually organising events. And if the rotation wasn't there, you wouldn't see that benefit happening.
It's funny, it was a solution that came almost accidentally. The club used to pick its venues in years gone by whoever voted. So if you wanted the rally to go to your town, you got a pile of your pals, you signed up and you voted. And over time, this led to the occasional disagreement, and somebody came up with the idea, why don't we rotate it and divide the county into different areas. So it'll be in Inishowen one year, it'll be in North Donegal, it'll be in Gweedore, or it'll be in West Donegal. And within those areas, potential venues can advance themselves and people can make the case why it should go there. But it means that the areas we use generally are not used that often, that the rally's only in your area once every 3 or 4 years. And even within that, it mightn't be in the same stages. And we find that's a good level to work with, so as not to disrupt things for people. But also the personnel, it means that enthusiasts in each area of the county get a chance to come on board. And the other thing is you need people like that because they are aware of local issues and where the good stages, where service areas are. And also we have to link in a lot, as Carol will tell you, with things like the public services, emergency services, emergency access, although we put in a very substantial regime ourselves on the day. So a lot of that local liaison, you need people on the ground who know what they're doing and are keen to help. So it's a fantastic thing. The club is effectively regenerating itself by doing this as well. And when we set out doing this, I think nobody realised it, but it's now a very important part of the life of the club itself.
Damien, there's stages in this rally that Carol alluded to earlier that are hidden gems in Donegal, the Kilkear and Round Glen Columkill. If these stages are as good as what the pre-event people are saying and they turn out to be fantastic, is there a chance in the near future that stages like this can be part of the Donegal International Rally in June? Because it is primarily based in North Donegal and it hasn't touched in the South in quite a long time. Is there an option there that maybe in the next couple of years there could be a possibility, if these stages are that good, that they could become part of an international?
Well, actually, it raises an interesting discussion that's had from time to time. If you go back many, many years ago, the international was actually based in Bundoran for 2 years. And the stages that Carl is referring to now, my mind goes back to Bertie Fisher. I think the first time I ever did the Malin Head stage, he got out of the car and couldn't believe there was a stage of such high rally quality available that nobody had heard of before. And it's odd, we've now developed this thing called the Wild Atlantic Way. We actually bring people to the Wild Atlantic Way, and these stages are on the Wild Atlantic Way, fantastically so. Two people that are no longer with us, one is Martin Howley, the other is the late Jim White, was a big champion of getting the rally over to that side of the county. And he and I spoke about it many times. It's a question, I suppose, of organising the logistics. One of the other things to keep in mind is that while we talk about rally safety, about where you stand on a rally stage, another part of it is the movement of people in and around the event and your support road network and how much traffic it can take. So you'd have to plan that into it. But it has to be said that from the time that the new pier was installed in Killybegs, we were saying, you know, that's a resource the motor club very badly needs. It's a big flat area. We can put a lot of people in for the weekend to organise the support vehicle. And then you can satellite out from there. So Donegal Town, oddly, as a venue, not necessarily for an entire weekend, but certainly for a day, and going up to use those stages in Killybegs will be more than feasible. It would need, I suppose, a certain approach from the local business community and an integration with the club, but we have the personnel on the ground in that area, as we have in Anishon, you know, and as everybody says, if something stays still all the time, you don't regenerate. So there's, by all means, I think there's a possibility of that. In fact, about 6 months ago, we were in the rally office looking at a programme from the 1970s, and we couldn't believe where they went with stages. I mean, they left Letterkenny, went down to Dunlow, in the back of Fintown, then they went to Fannett in the afternoon. I mean, it's extraordinary, and we think it's a big deal now, but the people who set the club up initially had a great scope to use the entire county, and the Rally of the Rosses, of course, was the first event to use. So, yes, certainly, I mean, I think we get kind of set in our ways because of the heavy organisational burden, but going to the west of the county is more than feasible. What it would probably take is maybe some approaches from maybe people in the business community come forward and give us a hand with it and to sit down and look at it. But I think the club generally would be open to any idea like that.
Yeah, I think maybe competitors and spectators alike would be very much open to it, because that's, I'm not saying the international is stale now, but there is changes that Eamon McGee and his men over the last couple of years have put in, and they've brought back a few stages that haven't been used on the likes of the Friday. But a big change or a big shift in direction would be welcomed by those who are competing and spectators as well.
Certainly would, and everybody would say Donegal Town, there was a stage of Rally Ireland based in Donegal Town, so the template is there to run that again. It was a huge success at the time, but equally from an organiser's point of view, you scratch your head and you go, it's a big logistical exercise. And, you know, Eamon has been conscious to change the rally every year, so it's not that it's in any way the developments out there, but you've got to change, you know, within what you have organisationally available to. Shifting west will be a fairly big thing to do, but I think there'll be great enthusiasm for doing it as well, because, as you say, everybody involved will be keen for the challenge.
Yeah, and I suppose there's no better test now than hosting the Harvest Rally over that way.
Perfect template for it. Yeah. And I'd say the actual service area is one thing that is really is inhibiting the club and running events, because we have very good service areas, but in terms of expanding or bringing in more things, as Carol was saying, the RSA rig, we mightn't have space for that in some of the service areas we use, things like that, facilities for families. Maybe put in a fun fair or something. We could add an awful lot more value to the event and more joy for the people coming to it, aside from the actual stages themselves.
One thing as well about this event, Damien, is that the rally is part of three championships, which adds to the excitement and I suppose brings the competition level up a lot as well.
Absolutely. The Donegal Commercials Club Championship is a keenly fought contest in itself. We're also around to the Border Championship, and one of the founder members of it. That comes to its finale in Killybegs as well. And we're in the year where we're involved in the Triton Shires National Rally Championship. So all three come for determination in the one day. I think it's probably one of the biggest, most intense days rallying the country has seen for some time. We think it's going to be an absolute bonanza of a weekend in Killybegs. Our events are on Saturdays. The rest of them are on a Sunday. But ours are the only events on a Saturday, which means that it's much more sociable. And you know, there's going to be quite a good atmosphere in Killybegs. I say we start out remembering somebody, but that man was on for the crack as well. So we're going to have a good weekend, a good safe weekend in Killybegs, and we're looking forward to everybody joining us and having a great day's sport and a great day's crack.
Yeah. Just finally then, Carl, on to the weekend. What's the schedule? What time are they away and what time is the one or two back in Killybegs?
Well, first car leaves Saturday week at 9 o'clock from Park Fermi. They go and do a tyre change in the service on the big pier, and first stage is at 9:29 or 9:30. Loop of two stages back to service, same two stages repeated, and then move on to two new locations after lunch over in Brooklis and Killybegs itself. And first car should be back at the ramp around 5 o'clock. Yeah, all been good, and we should have a winner, whoever that'll be.
If anybody out there wants to get involved again or wants to help out or needs more details as to where the stages are going on or what's happening over the course of the day in Killybegs, who do they contact and where?
Well, obviously the club website's one avenue. All the details are there, emails and phone numbers. And maybe just give Francie Devine. Francie Devine is my chief marshal for the weekend. He's a very key element of the whole thing because, you know, sticking about 150 personnel on the ground to marshal the stages. If I just give Francie's number, which is 087-620-5328. And Francie is, you know, a key, as I say, a key part of the whole thing, running on time. With an eight-stage format, you know, we're having the time to lose at junctions looking for marshals or looking to get people moved. So, and anything else anybody wants to do or help on the day, definitely, you know, come and speak to some of us. Just also like to thank the Bayview Hotel. You know, they've put a big effort into this. You know, Killybegs in general and all the businesses in the area have, but Tracy and the Bayview now definitely has pushed the boat out and can't do enough for the club, and hopefully she'll get a good return in that respect, like, you know. As well as that then, look, I couldn't run a rally without a team over there. Team, I suppose, as we call it, both sides of the gap. At the minute I'm over and back 4 and 5 nights a week, but there's a team over there. Declan McBearty, Barry O'Hara, Jimmy Gillespie, Declan McShane, only to name a few. You know, they've really done great work. And as Damien said earlier, having local people within the area working for you, they've done all the PR work, they've handled all that there. You know, any issues that came arise, they've sorted them all out, and it's great help, definitely.
Yeah. Listen, Carolyn, Damien, thanks for coming in, and the best of luck next weekend with the Harvest Rally in Killybegs.
Our pleasure.
Thanks, Archie.
Thanks, Archie.